want to attract a man that is very conscious, that is open to my heart, that I'm open to, that I see in this community, like David, your community. So, and I'm doing all the work. I really am. I'm in the women's group. I do my own work, everything. So how do I ensure that? How do I ensure that I don't bring in this type of dynamic again?
Well, the way to cultivate your side of the depth, the truth, yeah, so you attract a man like that, is to never hide or suppress your actual response. So for instance, if this guy that you're with now, he disappears for a week, I have to imagine that drives you crazy. I mean,
a month
is ridiculous. So I have to imagine that drives you mad. And
murderous.
Even the way you say it, you say that, but you sound quite resigned to it. Like, you don't sound murderous. So what I would do is, you need to cultivate the murderous, the demoness, the murderer, in your capacity to express your love. So you're with your man, he disappears one day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, suddenly you go, oh fuck, he's done it. Now suddenly you're filled with rage. So does your body, you're at home alone, I'm not talking about with other people necessarily, so does your body fully express that rage? Do you fling yourself onto the bed and go, fuck, I can't stand this, and pound the bed, and then feel like, do you really love him under all of that crap? Or is this just an endless stuff? Like, feel it all in your body. And when your body can show what you're feeling in the moment rather than suppress it, which has the effect that men feel that you're responding to them in the moment rather than bringing residual pain to them. So a conscious man, you're asking like how to be with a more conscious man, I think. So
yes.
A conscious man is not that interested in your traumas. I mean, he might love you, and so as a human in a long-term relationship, you will of course be ongoingly dealing with each other's traumas and helping open them up. But that's not why he picks you. He doesn't go, I'm looking for a really traumatized woman. So what trauma means is you can't feel in your body what you're feeling. Like you just described to me, murderous, and he's gone for a month. I mean, of course you're murderous. I mean, that's a healthy response, I'm guessing. But even right now, you just said, your energy diminishes when you touch upon that murderousness. And there's something in there, probably from your childhood, it's not that relevant, but what you want to do, even in this moment, like try shouting, just on the phone now with me, just say something like, I want to kill him! Like something like that, as loud as you can. That was good. So can you? Now having done that, does your body feel a little softer inside?
It makes me want to cry.
Yeah. So now you're sexier. So now the tension in your voice is gone. The vulnerability of your heart is starting to show. And now a deeper man feels the deeper part of you. Before you were expressing a kind of superficial resignation, now, even just after one, letting energy flow, I can feel your authenticity. I can feel your heart. So the part of me that wants to commune with the feminine heart is invited into your heart now, whereas before, if I was looking for a partner, I would have felt something like, there's a lot of stuff there I'm going to have to deal with. This isn't work. Just so you understand from the masculine perspective, a woman who's vulnerably open and might be weeping, that's not work. That's invitation. That's, Heaven is a responsive feminine heart. It's the shells that you had on before that feel like work to conscious men in terms of them choosing you. Where you are now is delicious to those men compared to that.
I literally feel like I have a reverse wiring because I feel like when I'm calm and collected, and that's like, oh, that's what my man wants. But you're telling me the opposite. So I'm seeing it from like a good girl point of view, like be a good girl, be quiet, be not too, right, too emotional. And oh my God.
Well, as you do this, you'll realize, so what I had you do is express some past emotion, and that opened you up. But with practice, once you've expressed enough of this past accumulated resentment and so forth and murderousness, then you're not that emotional, you're just responsive. So like,
yeah,
your man would do something stupid, which all men, I mean, no one's perfectly conscious. So he drifts, you get murderous, you go, rah! You know, something like that. He looks at you smile. You relax, he laughs, he embraces you. Done. The whole thing took less than 2 seconds. That's how emotional you would be. Like, it would be very fluid and spontaneous. The reason men don't like women's emotions is because almost all women's emotions are first stage emotions, trauma, past resentment, history stored in their body. It's not happening in the moment, and that's not workable for him. He doesn't know how to cure your past.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what a therapist does. So you,
yeah.
But if he feels this, if he feels your heart, like in the moment with him, that's not a problem. That's not the kind of emotions men find or masculine people find difficult. That's delicious. That's invitation.
I understand.
You're doing great. This is it. Just stay with this moment by moment. Express your joy this way, your murderousness, your vulnerability, and that will automatically attract deeper men, deeper masculine love to you, into your life, whether it's your current partner or someone else. The deeper masculine love will respond to this deeper expression of your heart.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you.
Sure.